This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting, as always, from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. And as always, my partners in crime. First off, I got Frank Crandall, the consigliere of real estate. Frank?
I am impressed.
Did I say it right?
You nailed it.
Oh, man, I'm so happy because, like, right before this, I didn't do a very good job.
No, you didn't.
So I probably will screw it up, you know, in the future, but... glad that you're on the show today.
Yep.
And we also have Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist. Garrett, thanks for being with us today on the show.
What's up, guys? Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. We always want to.
It's always a fun show when I'm here.
It's kind of cool because we're all together.
The three amigos.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Air hug. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So a couple things, guys. You know, if you miss any of the Radio Realtor show, you can always check out our podcast. And all you got to do is search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese. In fact, you'll see a nice little picture of all three of us with sunglasses, I believe, on the front of the podcast page. So it's a pretty cool thing. I think we look pretty cool.
Oh, the website is cool, first of all.
Oh, the website is cool too. And so another thing that you can get to our podcast and get to a lot more information is going to our website. And our website is theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And as always, you can text us or call us for a free, no obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's our hotline, 833-32-RADIO. Now you can also...
Let's just get the 800-pound gorilla out of the room.
Yeah, he's sitting right in the room.
He's,
but
he's,
you know,
waiting for you to say it.
One of the coolest things now is that, and a lot of our listeners have called in and said, hey, I saw your commercial on television.
Hello.
Yeah, and we're like, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're trying to be modest about it.
But yeah. But it's
kind of on TV.
But it's
now
a pretty cool thing. So you can catch our commercials right now. We're just on the weekends, but we are on Good Day Sacramento.
Correct.
And Tina Makua. I don't know the other gentleman's name. I don't know.
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay.
Well, I think that's his first name.
But anyway, so they're on the weekend, and it's a quirky, fun show, and it's really cool to have our commercials on there. And so we appreciate those of you that reached out and said, hey, I saw your commercials. And it's kind of neat to see. Even my wife liked it, which is pretty impressive, you know, so.
Yeah, she gave you the nod like, are you kidding me?
No, she didn't do that this time, you know, and I get that a lot. But so anyway, you'll be able to see, you know, our commercials, and hopefully, you know, if you're a buyer or seller, this is going to help you as well, because it gives us more awareness and it gives us more targeted marketing to certain audiences. So it definitely helps in all cases.
It's a great commercial. It's short, sweet, to the point.
Well, now the listeners also get to see us. So it isn't just hear us. Now they kind of get a face to the voice and they get to see us in action, high-fiving people, you know, meeting with sellers and buyers and moving and shaking. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all reasonably good looking guys.
Hey,
so that's
half the audience is rooting for us. The other half are rolling their eyes right now.
Yeah. No, that is probably true. So on the Radio Realtors today, we have some great topics. And one is 9 things home buyers are going to hate about your home. And it's going to be a little controversial and it's going to hurt. Some of you sellers are going to be a little possibly offended, you know, by some of the things that we're going to say. But we're just trying to make sure.
We're trying to help you get your house sold.
Get your house sold for top dollar, right? Or a premium is what we call it. The second thing is, should you list before or after Labor Day? Should you list your home before or after Labor Day? That's going to be some good information. And last but not least, we're going to talk about the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer versus those other We Buy Homes for Cash options or iBuyer programs, the other guys, you know.
Hey, and guys, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What happened to the month of July?
I don't know, because we're already in August.
It's almost what happened to August, because it feels like it's about wrapping up. Because
my goodness.
I think people's like clock of when is summer over, you say Labor Day, and you're like, wow, summer's almost over.
Yeah. Right. Well, the kids are going back to school already. People are going back to college. Mm-hmm. You know, it's starting like the 21st, you know, and then we're seeing people already back in high school starting this week. So
it seems like school starts earlier and earlier every single
year. I know. It's terrible. I remember when we did, I don't know if you ever watched Phineas and Ferb, but it's a cartoon and they talk, then the song, it says there's 104 days of summer, right? Well, I don't know when the last time there was 104 days of your summer. I mean, you're lucky if you get 60 days of summer as a student these days.
But I think parents these days like their kids being in school more just so this way they don't have to be at home all the time.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Well, so let's get into this topic before we burn out the first segment here. But, you know, despite the Delta variant, home sales are really still outpacing their pre-COVID pace. And we're seeing the sale of existing homes. They rose almost 1.5% in June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of almost 6 million homes. And demand for existing homes boosted sales up nearly 23% from just 1 year before.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so we're seeing double-digit increases, right? And the median home price throughout the United States now, for you and us in the Northern California area, you're going to think that this is extremely low, but the median home price for nationwide hit $363,000, and that's up a little over 23% from a year ago. But inventory is so low, competition is still pretty intense. Mm-hmm. We are seeing, like we talked about last week, a little bit of a cooling in the market, and then a lot of first-time home buyers may have reached their limits on affordability.
Yeah, so if you've been thinking about selling your home, now might be the time to take advantage.
However, you don't want to let the small or even big fixes around your home that have added up over the years sabotage your bottom line during a sale.
Yeah, that's right, Garrett. And potential home buyers and home inspectors, they're definitely going to notice maintenance issues during that in-person walkthrough. And the truth is, many of today's buyers, and this is what we're seeing, is they seem to be looking for move-in ready homes.
Yeah, fortunately though, you probably don't need to take on any major remodeling projects unless you're planning to live in the house long enough to enjoy the results yourself and recover at least some of the costs in the sales price down the road.
So today on the Radio Realtors, we're going to discuss the biggest buyer turnoffs, according to industry studies and home staging experts who deal with buyer preferences every day.
Yeah, and these turnoffs can distract potential home buyers and take their focus off all the great things that your home has to offer. And many of these are an easy fix, and you can even do some of them yourself, or you can, you know, if you have the time to do it, or you can enlist the help of a handyman. That's what I would do, is get that handyman.
The number one thing that potential home buyers will hate about your home is clutter and dirt.
Yeah, you know, this is a big one, because you want buyers to be able to imagine living in your home and not wonder when they come through the front door, how can these people live like this? And we've seen homes like this
too many times.
Oh, it's crazy. And it's not too soon to sort through your stuff. You want to donate stuff. You want to sell it. You want to recycle or trash whatever you don't want or need in your next home.
Right, Rob. Pack up the tchotchkes and other non-essential things that you want to keep. Store the boxes neatly in your garage or other storage area.
You know, and you also want to tidy up and organize your drawers, cabinets, and closets, because buyers actually do kind of go through these things.
Yeah, they do.
They want to know, are these soft clothes? Are they, you know, the hard closing drawers and doors? Then thoroughly clean your house from top to bottom, and you want to be prepared to keep it that way until you move out.
And boxes are inexpensive. I mean, cleaning costs you very little, just the cost of the supplies, especially if you supply your own elbow grease. For a professional deep cleaning, though, you can expect to pay from $300 to $400 for a 2,000 square foot home with three bedrooms and two bathrooms, or maybe $450 to $600 for a 3,000 square foot home with four bedrooms and three bathrooms, according to HomeWise.com. That's HomeWise with a Y in the wise portion.com. Now, before we get to the number two thing that potential home buyers will hate about your home, we've got to pay the bills. So hang tight, and we'll be back right after this. You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
With heating and cooling costs going up every single year, smart homeowners are choosing solar. And in Northern California, the best choice is Sustainable Solutions. They start with a free in-home energy inspection and then create a proposal based on your energy usage. Within 1 to 2 quick visits, Sustainable Solutions will tell you exactly how many solar panels you need. And you can immediately save money every month with no money up front or out of pocket. Start saving money on your utilities today. Schedule your free estimate at cagreen.org. cagreen.org.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
For over 60 years, AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning has been delivering unrivaled comfort to the people of San Jose and the surrounding area. But what sets AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning apart? It's their attention to detail and their amazing service, which has earned them hundreds of great online reviews. For cooling, heating, installation, and repair, you need AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning. Call 408-293-4717 or request service online at AAA-Furnace.com. That's AAA-Furnace.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Scotto at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Scotto today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
So I can't believe that you haven't seen our television commercial on TV. What is going on with you?
I haven't seen it.
He's like getting, people are asking him for autographs and he doesn't even know why.
No.
Psst, guys, we're on the air.
Oh, hey, producer Phil says we're back on the radio.
Okay.
Well, sorry about that. Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. And we're broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. And we just found out, and all of you guys just found out, that Frank has not seen our television commercial live on television yet. He has seen it, the video.
He has seen the video.
But he hasn't seen the...
Well, that's big difference. You see it on your phone as a sample, as opposed to, oh my gosh, it's on TV.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. And I was having a cup of coffee in one of my Radio Realtors mugs, and I saw my commercial, and it was so funny because as soon as that was over, my phone started getting lit up with texts and things from.
And Frank's on the first scene, so you are the first.
Yeah,
one
you're the first person that people see, Frank.
Our audience is going, come on, guys.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's move it along.
Well, so we are covering the 9 things home buyers are going to hate about your home. And the number one thing was they're going to hate your clutter and dirt. So you want to make sure that you get that home in spick and span condition, right?
That's right.
Now, what is the number two thing, Frank?
Converted rooms.
Ooh, you know, if you've turned your garage into a man cave maybe a workshop with no space to park a car, or if you maybe use your formal dining room as an office or maybe a playroom for the kids, you really need to turn that space back into its original state.
If you leave it as is, you force buyers to use their imaginations, which is a no-no.
So this is really an easy fix. You know, it doesn't even take any money. It's just a little bit of time, maybe a day or two.
Sure.
And if you've converted your dining into an office, you just want to convert it back to a dining space, you know, and maybe that office furniture, you could maybe move into another area of the house. But bottom line, the dining needs to be the dining, the kitchen needs to be the kitchen, the living room needs to be the living room,
and not the garage,
the daycare center in the living room.
Right. No, and both of your wives are home stagers, you know, and the things that they tell us is the last thing you want to do is distract, offend, provoke, you know, buyers. You want them to see your house and not you or your family, right? So pack up your collection of figurines, or if you got weapons, I mean, you know, those are all cool things, you know, but, you know, sports trophies and sports memorabilia, hunting or fishing things, political stuff, you know, diplomas, take all of that stuff out.
You also want to remove family photographs, including the typical gallery style wall. In addition to helping depersonalize the space, it also helps protect your family's privacy.
And when it comes to artwork, if you have any buyers that may find something weird, violent, or controversial, you know, nudes, possibly,
right?
Statues, whatever the case may be, you want to put that away. And if you have any collection of, say, you know, vinyl records and things to display, or antique china dishes, this may be a good time to sort it down to your most beloved items and store the rest away.
That's Rob, does that mean that a lot of guys have to bring down their Giants, their Oakland A's, Sacramento Kings,
Los Angeles Dodgers?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but you did.
Right.
But anyway, this is very sacred to us guys in our man cave.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes I think it's a good idea for you to take that stuff down. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's funny because we had a client and they had like a Kenny Chesney area, and it was sort of like a Bahamas type feel to it, you know, an Aloha thing. They ended up keeping the room as it was because it was kind of just a fun room. But for the most part, you want to depersonalize it as much as you possibly can.
Well, you know what's almost odd and ironic is that you're going to be moving. You're going to be boxing this stuff anyways. It's okay to do it before the sale of the house, right?
Sure.
You can do this in advance, which probably will save you some time. But again, declutter your house. And if you're going to put it away anyways, maybe do it before you put the house on the market.
And so the number three thing that potential home buyers are going to hate about your home is crowded countertops. I don't think that we really need to go into it too much. I mean, if you look at any magazines or HGTV, they don't have a ton of stuff that are on the countertops in the bathrooms or in the kitchen. They look kind of zen-like. So let's go to number four. I think we can just skip over number three.
How about unpleasant odors?
Now, this is a pet peeve of mine, Frank and Garrett.
Oh.
I have a strong olfactory sense. Sometimes, though, you become nose blind to the odors in your home, but buyers will notice as soon as they step through the door. If you've got pet odors or cigarette smoke, those are especially troublesome odors.
Yep. At a minimum, until you move out, you need to smoke outside and clean the litter box, wash your dog, make your teenager take his dirty laundry to the laundry room, and empty the trash more frequently. Man, I just went into parent mode, didn't I?
The teenager might be the biggest task.
Right, that's for sure.
You know, but you also want to skip cooking strong smelling foods and open the windows occasionally just to let some fresh air in. Also, avoid relying on the scented candles or plugins, which suggests that you'll just try and cover up any other unpleasant odors.
And then if you have pets, you want to maybe use a blacklight flashlight to make sure that you don't have have like any urine residue, because it is a big, big thing, you know. So sometimes,
well, if
you have
cream carpet, I don't think you need the black light to know where it's at.
That's true. But the thing is that you have pet odors and you may not smell those. I literally went into a guy's house once, and I'm not going to say the name or where the home was, but he told me before I walked into the home that he said, some people say my home smells like cat urine. I can't smell it. And I literally walked in, and I was in the beginning of COVID. I had my mask on. I said, can we talk outside? Because I'm allergic to cats. I'm not allergic to cats, but I'm allergic to cat urine. And it is a bad thing. So you want to get, you know, carpet steam clean. Sometimes you need to just pull out all of that if you have pets. And if you invite the Radio Realtors over, we will be honest with you and tell you what you need to do.
You may
and
not
sometimes,
like us.
Yeah, sometimes people are a little bit offended by that. But, you know, if we can smell it, you know, a buyer's going to smell it as well.
You don't want to scare any
buyer. You know, and that leads to the number five thing is potential home buyers will hate about your home is your pets. You know, buyers may be frightened. They may be allergic. They may be distracted by your furry family members, right? So you definitely want to make sure.
like when you walk in the door and the dog's jumping all over you and the seller says, oh, he's fine. He's fine. He's friendly. You're like, get your dog off of me.
Right. Sometimes, you know, you don't even notice that pets are there. But there's other times where you definitely do. I did an open house once. They had three like Persian or Himalayan cats. They're the big furry ones. And they literally felt I was cool. And they came out there laying on my paperwork, you know, and it was just a big mess. So, and then also I've had dogs like almost come through the sliding glass door on me, you know, when I'm showing, they go, oh, he never does that. Well, I don't want to be the first guy he does that to, right? You know, and you certainly don't want that to happen with your clients.
Look out for the landmines.
Yeah, no, and that's a big thing. That's another pet peeve of mine. So, well, we're going to go to break here, and we're going to come back with the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth things that people will hate about your home, and then we'll get into the other topics. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, give us a call, 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTEXFlooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Building your own home can be a complicated process, but Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage makes it easy with the Dream Builder One program. With this program, you won't have to shop for different loans for land purchase, construction, and long-term financing. Maurice gives you one loan and allows you to pay interest-only payments during construction. One program, one dream, one loan, one closing. Apply now. Call Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage, 707-758-4911, 707-758-4911, NMLS number 862 800-922-0050, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Hey, Rob, favorite summer song?
Favorite summer song is Rebel Beat by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh.
Garrett, what's your favorite summer song?
Summer Lovin' from Greece.
I didn't see that coming.
I did not see that
coming. That was just the first thing that came to my mind.
I like Boys of Summer.
Don Henley.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We're giving you our top songs for the summer, but we're also talking about the 9 things home buyers are going to hate about your home. And we went through the first 5, but we do not have time to recap the first 5. So we're just going to go to number 6. And if you missed it, you just need to listen to our podcast. You can find our podcast by going to our website, theradiorealtors.com. You can click on the podcast button, and guess what? It takes you right to the podcast page.
Or any app that has podcasts.
Or any app that has podcasts. And there are tons of them, and we're on all of them. So if you search for The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese, you are going to find us somewhere for sure. So what is the 6th thing that potential home buyers are going to hate about your home, Frank?
The sellers are home.
That's right. You or your real estate agent are lurking around during a showing. Buyers and their agents, they can't talk freely and they won't stay as long. And you want buyers, like the Cranberries say, that band, you want them to linger and see themselves.
Ooh, that's a good summer song.
Pull that out. That was
yeah.
Phil, cue that song.
What I see these days, many homeowners now have security cameras. Sometimes they're hidden in their home so they can monitor remotely. And if you don't think they're not doing it, they are doing it.
Heck, sure. You know, some sellers even have their spy cams to watch and listen to buyers and their agents to gain leverage in negotiations.
Right. And you know, when you're touring a home, you don't want to say anything you wouldn't want the sellers and their agents to overhear. So okay. Let's go to number 7.
All right. So the number 7 the potential home buyers will hate about your home is haunted house landscaping.
So if your, you know, yard looks like the Addams Family owns it, you need to tidy up, you know. And, you know, besides mowing the lawn, your to-do list should include trimming scraggly trees and shrubs, removing, you know, cobwebs, getting like dead bugs out of there. You want to edge, weed, and mulch the garden beds, and you want to plant annuals like you like, you know,
colorful, those nice things. Not those
and,
evergreens that just, they collect spiders and they have all those webs.
Oh yeah.
That's creepy.
Those are creepy, right? And I know that's what you do. And while you're at it, be sure, you know, you sweep and hose down your front door. It's amazing how many rose petals and that type of stuff that end up in my like entry foyer area. And I have to, every week, I got to go blow it out. So let's go to number 8, guys.
Okay. Number 8 thing that potential home buyers will hate about your home is popcorn ceilings.
That's not in style anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, anyone who's lived with, you know, this outdated mode of room top styling knows it accumulates dirt. I've had it. It defies cleaning. It is hard to paint too.
And what's worse, if your home was built prior to the mid-1980s, it may contain asbestos, which was banned in ceiling products in 1977, but existing supplies may have been used later.
You know, the removal of the popcorn ceilings is usually a messy process with or without asbestos. Even if there's no asbestos, you probably should hire a drywall or painting contractor to do the job.
Yeah, there are companies specifically that do that. And the cost, you know, for removal, repair, and repainting is about $2 to $5 per square foot, or maybe $1,000 to $2,500 for 500 square feet. So let's go to number 9.
Okay, number 9, things that potential homebuyers will hate about your home is an old HVAC system.
Yeah, you know, home buyers today care about energy efficiency, especially the cost to heat and cool. And a fear, you know, of having to replace that big ticket item, that's a big deal.
Yeah, with recommended maintenance and normal wear and tear, The typical life expectancy of a heating and air conditioning system ranges from 10 to 15 years, although a furnace can last as long as 25 years.
You know, if your air conditioning or heat pump is more than 10 years old and you're selling a home, you should consider replacing it with a high-efficiency Energy Star rated system.
Yeah, and the cost to fix, the national average cost to install a new air conditioning unit, including removal and disposal of the old unit, is roughly like $6,000 to $10,000, right? Yeah, so $6,000 to $10,000. Sure. And then, you know, depending on how big your home is and things like that, I mean, if you have to have two systems or a split level system, I mean, it can go up from there. But those aren't cheap things.
And no, but so, I recommend getting that warranty plan.
Yeah, no, and a home warranty plan is a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it does include that. And I've had people where, you know, if you're buying a home and you're not getting a home warranty plan, that's your first no-no. But, you know, with all of our buyers, we always make sure that they're getting a home warranty plan.
Yes.
But the great thing is that you want to renew that every year because—
Correct. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive. And it's a great insurance policy because the first year, usually you don't have a lot of things go out, but it's that year two, year three, year four, all of a sudden that air conditioning system went out or your dishwasher or something like that. And if they can't fix it, they will put in a whole new one.
So excellent point.
No, it is a great point. I mean, obviously I remodel a lot of houses. Mm-hmm. I always purchase a home warranty for my properties. And obviously it takes me a few months to do a complete renovation on these houses. And if I have any problems with the HVAC during that system, you just make that call. It's just a service call, maybe $70 for them to come out. But they always fix it or replace it.
Right, right. And there are some of those warranty companies that are better than others. So we have our recommendations. So if you need a recommendation for that, or you want somebody to help you with that whole home buying process, you need to call the Radio Realtors at 833-32-RADIO, 833-32-RADIO. And I should add that we have a program called the Power Buyer Program, which is amazing, where we will pay up to $5,000 of our commission towards your bottom line or the seller's bottom line to help you get that home. We call it the Power Buyer Program because it gives you power. You're pre-approved with one of our Radio Realtors preferred mortgage lenders, and you have that RWA certification. So you have that golden ticket to buy a home, plus you have up to $5,000 of our contribution.
Yeah.
So we're giving it all to you here at the Radio Realtors. There is no reason why you would go anywhere else.
Whoa.
So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, where you're going to say something nice.
Well, I was going to say, in this competitive market, I mean, you got to pull out all the tricks to get into contracts. So when you got somebody amazing like us, willing right. to make that contribution to get you into contract, you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So we've got a couple more minutes left in this segment. Why don't we kind of, you know, delve into should you list before or after Labor Day and kind of hit that topic? And this has been something that we've had even several of our potential sellers asking us. So what's your take on that?
Well, I guess the first thing I would do is look at the temperature for the next 2 weeks. And if it's going to be over 100 degrees, I might suggest being after Labor Day.
Right. Okay. Now,
I'm just making a joke because obviously I see the temperature coming up. It's actually going to be very hot. But every seller has a different expectation for when they need to move. And that definitely needs to be taken into consideration if you're going to want to list prior to Labor Day as opposed to after.
Right. And one of the articles that we were looking at, Frank, was saying that the Thursday before Labor Day was the absolute best time to list. What do you think about that?
I don't know. With the current market that we're in, with inventory being very low, I'm waffling on that idea. I have to tell you, what Labor Day is, what, 3 weeks away?
Right.
We don't know what the future holds. I mean, I'm sure that it's going to be good and strong, but the interest rates could go up. You just never know. It's a timing issue. But if you're going to sell your home, now is the time to do it, no matter what.
Are you saying the Thursday, right, of that same week of Labor Day?
No. Well, so it's Labor Day is always a Monday. So it's the Thursday before Labor Day.
But most people are gone on vacation. So why would you want to put your house on a Thursday, the weekend before people go out of town?
Well, not everybody's going out of
town. I don't want to lose any. So, hey, this is a good discussion.
Garrett, it was just an article that we read.
I dispute that article because, again, myself.
So you're saying that it should be like relatively sooner, or should wait until after?
So again, I go through this every time. Again, I list houses with all of my properties that get remodeled. If I'm not done 2 weeks prior to Labor Day, I'm waiting until after Labor Day because I don't want to go on the market on a Wednesday or a Thursday. People leave Friday, gone, and they're coming back Tuesday. I don't want to lose any buyer that might be out of town.
You got Garrett all fired up.
Well, and another thing, those people, maybe they're coming to town, they're visiting people, so they're going to, you know, because they're thinking about moving to a certain area. So I guess it's, a, you know, it's kind
That's
of like
saying you,
you know,
put your house on the market the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. If you're not on the market 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you might as well wait till
after. Well, and I think that you can't really compare Thanksgiving with
it's a
with
holiday.
Labor
People
Day.
Travel. It's yeah, not but, on their top of the list. It's their last chance to take a vacation before summer.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. So our kind of thing is that it depends on your home. Mm-hmm. It depends on the area you're in. It depends on the inventory. There are some people that, like, if there's no homes for sale in your specific area right now, which there's a lot of areas in Northern California that are like that, that it may not make a difference of you know, going on before or after. But where the kind of analysis of that comes in is us, you know, going over your options. And the best way to do that is to have us come out to your home. Let us give you a, you know, a market analysis of your home, and then let us go through what we do different in marketing than anybody else does to help you get the premium for your home that you deserve. And that's what we do. So we're going to go to break right now. If you'd like to get a hold of us, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back after this. You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
With heating and cooling costs going up every single year, smart homeowners are choosing solar. And in Northern California, the best choice is Sustainable Solutions. They start with a free in-home energy inspection and then create a proposal based on your energy usage. Within 1 to 2 quick visits, Sustainable Solutions will tell you exactly how many solar panels you need. And you can immediately save money every month with no money up front or out of pocket. Start saving money on your utilities today. Schedule your free estimate at cagreen.org. cagreen.org.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at defenderpest.com. That's defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
For over 60 years, AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning has been delivering unrivaled comfort to the people of San Jose and the surrounding area. But what sets AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning apart? It's their attention to detail and their amazing service, which has earned them hundreds of great online reviews. For cooling, heating, installation, and repair, you need AAA Furnace and Air Conditioning. Call 408-293-4717 or request service online at AAA-Furnace.com. That's AAA-Furnace.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Scotto at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Scotto today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345. 6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We're coming down the home stretch, and we are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. And I think that we can kind of just wrap up and go around the horn here real quick on, you know, should you list before or after Labor Day? What's your take, Garrett Reese?
If you have a turnkey house and it is a 10, list right now. You're going to get what you want.
All right. What about you, Frank?
Agreed. Ditto.
Okay. All right. Ditto. Well, and I think the same thing. Now, if you don't have a turnkey house, you may want to get it into turnkey condition.
Correct.
And then wait until after.
Or call us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the bottom line is you want to call us because we have options for you. So we can come. And so number one is if you have a home that's turnkey, mm-hmm. give us a call. We have a targeted marketing approach where we can actually help you target your home to specific buyers that we know of that have raised their hand that said, I want this specific area, this specific type of home, and we can help you there. Number two is maybe you have a home that needs some work done and you don't have the time. You don't have the maybe the money, and you just don't have the patience to do it. Well, we can help you get that into turnkey condition by doing, you know, some, you know, minor fixes here and there, right?
We like what we did for Ellen.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we painted her house, decluttered it, finished a little project that she had in the garage to make it an amenity, mm-hmm. and that got her an extra, what, $70,000 to $90,000?
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, and that's a big deal. If your home is your nest egg and you're trying to capitalize on it, well, we want to help you get that home into the best shape possible. Now, sometimes maybe you have inherited a home, or maybe you have a rental property that maybe the tenants have made it, you know, kind of a headache for you, and you just want to get out from under it. Well, we do have a thing called the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale that we're going to be talking about here in just a minute. And that versus these other options out there, like Open Door.
There's other options.
Like that. There are other options, but I mean, you see them all over the place. I mean, there's all kinds of cash offer, you know, programs out there. What we hope is that because you know us from the radio, you know us from television now, you know, and we've been,
if we become big from TV, would we ever change our name to the TV Realtors?
I don't know. You know, I actually did think about that.
No.
Do we need to?
It's not as catchy as
or
the
is
radio.
It radio. No. Radio and television realtors.
Be humble. Know. Be humble.
Yeah, that's true. So, but with the Easy Cash Offer, it's a great option for you if you just say, hey, I just want to get rid of this home. And we had a client not too long ago that was in Elk Grove area. She knew what she wanted to net. She knew her home was, you know, had good bones, but it, you know, the floor plan was not great. It wasn't in great condition, mm-hmm. and she just wanted to be down the road. And so we gave her a cash offer. We closed in a certain amount of time.
Gave her exactly what she wanted.
Right, exactly.
Exactly what she wanted. And, leave everything behind, take your time. It was a very seamless process for her.
What's frustrating is there's couples right now who are listening, and they could be not talking to each other because of this, because they don't know who to go to, who to trust. I'm telling you, folks, just give us a call and have a conversation. That's all we want to do with you. We'll come out, look at your home, and we'll give you the best options that we feel is for your best interest.
Yeah.
But I know that there's folks right now that are in angst right now because they don't know what to do or who to trust.
Well, and a good example of that is a neighbor of my brother-in-law and sister-in-law lost their house to foreclosure not too long ago. The lady's husband passed away, you know, and obviously that there's a lot of grief there and, sure. you know, and those things. But apparently she was so grief stricken that she didn't do anything and she wasn't paying her mortgage and they foreclosed on her.
Oh.
And she had tons of equity.
Bless her
you know,
heart.
So there's, and I wish I knew about it, you know, in advance, I would have, you know, tried to help. But, you know, if you're a deer in the headlights or you're the ostrich sticking your head in the sand, you're not going to get anything done. And usually if you avoid things, they just get worse. So if you're, like Frank said, you're in a situation where you're thinking, I need to do this, well, at least find out, you know, and you may decide, hey, this isn't for me, but at least you have the options. And that's what we do. We have like this platter of options for you that will
It's like when you go to a nice steak restaurant, they bring you the dessert and it says,
everything's on the tray.
Everything's on the tray.
I like
not
that.
The
like
menu.
Seasons not 52 the does that tray. With their little
The shot glasses.
The shot glass.
That's like the all you need, just a few bites,
yeah.
and you're so content. It's too full.
It's perfect. Yeah, right. You know, so, but we're going to give you the whole enchilada, you know, so.
Back to these options. I would like to talk about the options of the other guys.
Right. That's a nice segue. Way the to tee that
guys.
Up.
I don't want to put it names.
Right wow. up there. Right up there. So there's other home companies out there that are cash offers. I mean, you see the ones on there, Sunday and Open Door, and even Zillow has a cash offer, like an iBuyer program. And there's Homes for Cash and We Buy Ugly Homes. And there's all these different ones out there. What I have found, because I have gotten offers on homes that I've been dealing with from these companies. And number
one, talk about the one from a cash buyer, as well as your other property that was a Zillow offer.
Right. So we had it was an Open Door offer, actually.
But they are of Zillow?
No, Open Door is not Zillow.
I was told that that's like an entity under Zillow.
Well, I didn't know that if that's true. So
no,
we'll have
they
that.
Have a
that's
partnership.
True.
Yeah. So, but basically this company came in with an offer below the list price. And it was probably about $15,000 below list price, but then they have a convenience fee, and that convenience fee was over almost $13,000. Then they were wanting their commission, you know, that the seller was giving out. Plus, they came in and they said, hey, we want a $25,000 credit
plus.
Towards in lieu of repairs. So they're coming out, you know, all this. And when it's all said and done, it was about $50,000 or so, $60,000 less than
original offer.
Well, actually, it was like $70,000 less than what our asking price was.
That's a lot of wasted time.
Now, I actually sold the home for the full list price, and we didn't go with this, but this is the type of thing that's out there, right? And then the other thing is that you have people, they'll come in with an initial amount, and then once they see the home, then they come back and go, you know what? We didn't know that it didn't have.
And you had that with your listing. They wrote an offer sight unseen.
Right. Sight unseen, and then now they come back and they go, oh, you know what, we can't offer that. And then we want you to, you know, pay this and this and this. So it ended up being, you know, $20,000-$30,000 less than the seller.
And you know
wanted.
What's the most annoying? The common denominator between those two situations, you're never even talking to the actual buyer.
Right.
It's like the man behind the man behind the man. And you never really even know what's going on here.
Right. And so we got to kind of land this plane here because we're running out of time.
I'm trying.
I know. It's good.
It's too good.
But here's the deal. You know, so with our easy cash offer home sale program, it is a true cash offer. What we offer you is what you're going to get. We show you the net and everything. You are not going to be gouged by fees, you know, coming in later going, oh, by the way, you know, we didn't know that you have, you know, termites.
And you're working with the actual buyer.
And you're working with the actual buyers. It's going to be us. So I think that the easy cash offer is one of the most amazing things that we've ever offered to our clients. And just like you said, Frank, you know, you could be out there and you're kind of agonizing over this because you have a home, maybe you inherited a hoarder's home, or you have a rental property that is just giving you fits.
Or you've just let your house go. You didn't do the maintenance.
Right. Right now I'm dealing with some folks that they inherited a home and it's, you know, it's probably going to be this type of situation where they just need to get out from under it, because there's a lot of anxiety in just dealing with all that and trying to deal with it, you know, and handle it. And so it's better to get a cash offer.
Leave everything behind.
You can leave whatever you want behind. And,
as is.
Yeah. And we'll get our own debris.
When you want to close.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very easy. And this will be a competitive cash offer, but we'll show you everything that we did to arrive at that number. And it's a great option for some. So if you're in that situation, or if you're in, maybe you don't have that situation, maybe your home is in perfect shape, but you want to get the premium, or maybe you need just a few things done to the home, the quick fix and list option. So we've got our traditional, more targeted marketing approach. We've got the quick fix and list option. And then we've got this easy cash offer.
We
and this
show up with a dessert tray for you.
Yeah, we will.
Look at all these options.
Yeah, this is just nothing but options here at the Radio Realtors. Well, thanks for listening to the show. If you'd like to get a hold of us, give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And if you missed any of the show, well, just look for our podcast. You can go to our website to find it, or just Google The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
Or check us out on Good Day Sacramento.
Yep. Good Day Sacramento. You see us on the weekend,
I'll
right?
I'll do it this weekend.
Well, that's good. Well, yeah. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Make it a great week, everybody.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTEXFlooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honeydew list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Building your own home can be a complicated process, but Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage makes it easy with the Dream Builder One program. With this program, you won't have to shop for different loans for land purchase, construction, and long-term financing. Maurice gives you one loan and allows you to pay interest-only payments during construction. One program, one dream, one loan, one closing. Apply now. Call Maurice Rogers at Guardian Mortgage, 707-758-4911, 707-758-4911, NMLS number 862-0505 equal housing lender.